Hello, my name's Jamie Angel. I'm here to tell you that Marto and Margot, sadly, are on spring break. Just for a week, they're back on Monday. In the meantime, here's some of their best bits. It's the Triple M Catch-Up Podcast in the Listener app.
Let's just do it, okay?
Triple M's Big Breakfast
with Marto and Margot.
Oh, poor former WAG from Melbourne, Nadia Bartel. They're saying fall from grace because she was filmed doing something that she shouldn't have been doing at an illegal party she shouldn't have been at, and she's in a bit of trouble for it. But her best friend accidentally sent the video to her Instagram instead of to their friend. And it happens all the time, accidentally sending things to the wrong people. I mean, I purposefully, intentionally sent a photo of me in a dress. I was getting ready for a ball. And I said to my girlfriend, which dress, this one or this one? And in one of the photos, I didn't realise Corey was getting dressed behind me in the bathroom, and there was Corey naked in the background.
Oh, that's a bonus.
That I sent to my girlfriend, and she just like zoomed in, screenshot it, circled it, and sent it back and said, I think you should wear that.
She's a perv.
Wonderful 353. Plenty of messages on the
phone. Is that the first time Corey's heard that, listening right now?
No, he doesn't.
Right, he's on to it.
0484 10 1045. Plenty of text messages about accidentally sending dirty text messages to people's bosses.
There seems to be a lot of them.
Sending nudes to their mothers or brothers.
Let's keep it tidy.
Jason from Ipswich. Switch though, 133353. Did you send something you shouldn't have to someone you weren't supposed to?
I did indeed.
What happened, Jase?
I was working away on the mainland. My partner was in Tassie flying out that day, and I jumped in my truck, started heading back from Cairns to Brisbane. Texted her first thing in the morning saying, good morning, babe. Oh, yeah. Can't wait to see you tonight, blah, blah, blah.
All of the
and
things.
Then press send, and it was my mum.
Oh. How did mum receive
back,
that?
What's happening tonight, son?
Had you texted all your ambitions for that evening to your mum?
Yeah, okay. I won't elaborate, but it was quite embarrassing when she texts back, what's happening tonight,
what's
son?
Tonight?
And that's what I've gone, OMG.
Send me
Jason,
some photos.
How long was it before you could look your mother in the dead in the eye again?
It's 9 years later, I still haven't.
Chase, can you say to mum, at least it wasn't her sending a wrong text to you, because that would have been properly embarrassing.
Could have been.
That would have been, actually.
Yeah, sorry to mention it.
If the shoe was on the other foot.
Yeah.
Rachel from the Valley, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, Rach, did you accidentally send something you shouldn't have to someone?
I did. I was having a few drinks and I'd been texting both my brother and this guy that I had on the tune, and I sent my brother a picture of my tits. And he just simply wrote back, you're effed.
Now,
thank you. It's just some things you can't unsee, isn't there, Rachel?
It's too quick and you can't cancel.
Younger brother or older brother?
Younger.
Not that
At
it matters.
At what point did you realise that you'd sent it to the wrong person? Like, was
as
it
soon as I hit send.
As soon as
no.
And it just, the wave of that feeling comes over you. How did the next meeting go when you saw each other?
Oh, look, he's a bit used to me, but he's still, yeah, okay. I think the first thing when he looked at me, just shook his head.
It's quite confronting, isn't it? Because you grow up, you know, as brothers and sisters in the shower and running around in the nude, but when your sister sends you a sexy pic.
How did the other bloke go? A lot of people probably listening want to know how you went with the other guy.
Been there, done that.
Did he eventually get the picture in the end?
I love your openness, Rach.
No, I didn't send it after all. I was just too traumatised, so I didn't even send it.
All right, so Rachel's provided. Don't send anything when you're drunk.
Yes, exactly.
No.
Thanks, Rach.
Thanks, Rach.
What about Ryan from Flagstone? I was having a fight with my girlfriend over text at work. He's texted us. I accidentally sent a text saying, you're an effing psycho, we're done, to the truck driver that delivered sand to our factory. And then a text to his girlfriend saying, 3 tonnes of sand for the morning, please, mate.
Ryan.
I reckon Ryan wishes he was buried in about 3 tonnes of sand.
Big breakfast to Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
Hey, when we see each other in the morning at 4 o'clock, you and I always say, how was your day yesterday? How was your day yesterday? You asked me, and what did I say? I said, it was shameful. And you said, mine was so good. And we both agreed, let's wait until we get on air. And
we had the opposite days, I'm led
you
to believe.
You had such a wonderful... All right.
There is an incredible thing called Marto's burner phone here, Marto. I'm not sure if you're aware. And people can text us at any time throughout the show. And a little birdie texted us to let us know that they saw you wandering out of somewhere yesterday around 10:30 a.m.
No, all right. So I left here. You took off straight away. Tell your story in a second. I've got two lucky numbers. I can't say them on air because I just...
Oh, it ruins it.
No, because they're my part. They're some of my. They oh, okay. form some of my passwords.
Oh, fair enough.
The weather, yeah. I looked at the weather yesterday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the weather had my lucky numbers in it, okay? Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, my God, last time this happened was about 3 years ago, and I went to the casino with $50 and I walked out with $400, okay?
Okay.
I just playing roulette.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I went, bugger it. I was going for
lucky
a ride anyway.
Lucky numbers have come up. It's an omen.
Got in my cycling gear, started riding, went, I'm going. I'm going to back myself again. I won about $350 that last time, okay? So I went going again. I pull in there. I didn't realise or I'd forgotten. The markets are on there. So the bike rack where I had to lock up, I'm at the casino in my bike gear, okay, outside the big house. I lock it up and I'm in amongst the brat. They're cooking up bratwursts at the markets
incredible.
There on a Wednesday.
Is that the Jan Powers market?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. No, just call it City Markets.
City Markets.
On a Wednesday morning.
Okay.
They're pretty good. All right, so I lock my bike up, put on a shirt and a pair of shorts and walk into the casino.
Off you go.
It's now 10:05.
How many dollars did you
morning.
Have in your pocket?
I had $100. All right.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell the story because Kath doesn't know it. She said, where have you been when I got home? Anyway, I sit in there. Do you know how pathetic it is for a grown man?
Sitting by yourself.
It's sad, Marto.
At 10:30 a.m. in the morning at the casino.
I wasn't
feeding 50s into the...
I wasn't the... No, I was playing roulette, okay? The table had just opened. This is what happens at the casino for anyone who hasn't been there at 10 a.m. The guy next to me was sadder. He had a full schooner, okay? So he was there playing on his own. I sidle up and you could see the glint of, oh, thanks for helping me out here, mate. As soon as I sat down, about four people, they must have been hiding in cupboards somewhere, like extras from a movie.
Waiting from someone else to turn up.
It was now 10:07. There were six people
at the
just
table.
Throwing money on a roulette table on a Wednesday.
And how'd you go? Were you a winner?
I walked out of the casino at 10:22 without that $100.
Oh,
sad.
No.
I will never do that again. And it was full of shame going, shit, will anyone recognise me coming out of the casino, you pathetic old man?
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Margo just said she can't believe that I only took two shirts and two pairs of shorts for a weekend. I didn't wear footwear at all for 4 days, whereas I saw the Parker family for a week at Moreton Island.
I just like to be prepared for anything that comes my way.
Two suitcases, 7 days, 7 pairs of shoes, 3 nights that weekend you went to Noosa. Oh. Never seen anything like it. What do we want to talk again?
Oh, packing and overpacking, and I don't even know anymore. Anthony from Maroomba Downs, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Well, Margo's wondering how this suddenly became about her.
This is all about me.
It's always
I was supposed
gonna be
to be about
you.
Marto and not packing enough.
Anthony.
It's a girl's world.
Yeah. Listen to this one, Anthony. I got Wayne from Gold Coast, okay? He's texted through. Wherever my wife goes, the entire house goes with her. That's just me. Who doesn't know that person? Did that apply in your house, Ant?
Oh, sort of. We went away for a weekend to Mackay, and the wife and the three daughters, I said, we're going to take one bag.
Oh, dear.
When we got to the check-in at Qantas, they did it. Gave me a standing ovation because we come in under 20 kilos.
For four or five people, three daughters, a wife and yourself, Anthony, all in the one bag. Are we talking a suitcase?
A suitcase.
A relatively big suitcase.
I don't know. I know. Under 20 kilos.
Well done. Hold on. That's
incredible.
All of them in one suitcase. This is extraordinary.
It's probably hair dryers and curling ones. That's about all that was in there.
Mm, and a bikini.
Close, yeah.
When I take my suitcase to the checkout, they have to put the luggage, you know, the heavy.
I know the heavy.
The heavy bright orange tag on it.
Anthony.
Just keep an eye on that one.
That was good news at the start. How much was it when they came home? Because they do love a shop.
Oh, no, same bag. Same amount.
Good Lord.
Incredible.
Keep
a hold of them,
yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah, they're keepers.
Watch onto them for dear life.
Yeah, no, they're pretty good. They're pretty good.
Yeah, good job. What about Chris from Kalanga, Texas? He said he was in the army.
He's on the line.
He's there.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Hold on. Good, Chris.
Did you say army?
Were you in the army?
Yes, I was for a little bit.
This would be good.
Chris,
so
tell us.
When we go away, my wife will take her 20 kilos and then use 15 kilos of mine.
Yes, that's 35.
Every time.
Yeah.
But what I learned was in the army, the more you take, the more you carry.
That's right. It's on your back.
Yeah. So you cut down anything you don't need. at all.
So you're your wife's Sherpa when you go on holidays.
Well, that's
you're
what I was going to say. That's what I've learned is that my husband is there to carry my bag for me.
Well, I reckon the key to most marriages is make your wife carry it and that will cut it down.
Okay.
If you get rid of the suitcase on wheels, she'll take less.
We've all learned something very important here this morning, Chris. Disable your wife's suitcase wheels.
Hey, Chris, carton of beer's, about 15 kilos, I reckon. You've got a carton of Brick Lane beer. Discover ultimate refreshment with Brick Lane Brewing. Found in all good bottle shops or online, bricklanebrewing.com. Congratulations and thanks for the call.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
We've just been educating Marto on Craig McLaughlin.
Thank you. I didn't know who
first responder.
It was one of the words in first responder was Craig. You said Lowndes. Our listener said McLaughlin.
And I went, who the hell's Craig? What's a Craig McLaughlin? I forgot.
Well, this is him.
My life, BC, just so you know, I was a plumber. What's worse than poo? Oh, come on!
I was watching that night. That's the Channel 9 footy show. They had him on as a comedian. It was dreadful.
He was on Neighbours. He dated Kylie Minogue for a little bit. I think he was Jason.
I know which one you mean.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
And he's saying, hey, Mona. He's hot.
Not as good as you,
terrible.
By the way.
No. Yeah. Sorry. Let's push on.
Probably better than you at go-karting, though, Marto, because this was you yesterday.
Mr. Magoo! You may be blind, but I can still see you!
Let's not finish there. Let's not start and finish there. Let's explain where we were. We were on a team bonding day at Kingston Park Raceway.
Yeah, we headed down the highway to Kingston Park Raceway for a hell of a day out, and that it was.
God, you're competitive.
Unfortunately, though, Marto.
You are dreadfully competitive. Oh, I've got to win. I've got to beat these boys. I've got to beat everyone. Well, what was it? A dozen of us. And yes, let's get mine out of the way. I finished last, but I did that purposely because there's a couple of people in the office.
You ended up on the podium.
I did end up on the podium.
You got a trophy. It was the Mr. Magoo trophy for coming last.
Okay.
You may be blind, but I can still see
okay,
you.
That's enough. A couple of people in our team need a confidence booster, and for them to look over their shoulder and go, at least I beat Marto. I drive a slow Land Cruiser ute. Mm. I drive like a tractor driver on the track and on the road.
And then on the road well. Yeah, you are safe, and you did come last. Jack, our producer, who answers the phones and writes the quiz, there has been an accusation of cheating because you and Jack swapped cars in the last race. Jack came first. Jamie Angel, where'd you come?
Second.
And the day was mainly about you, is to introduce you to the team and everyone could be
you
off,
had something
off
to prove.
Workplace.
Because you really downplayed the whole competitiveness and you just kind of cruised
feel like
on
I was
in.
Bullied.
The underdog, and you came out on top. It's a silver medal at the Olympics, Jamie. Well done.
Silver.
I had a bad cart. I'd like to blame that. I'm taking no accountability for my own driving because my times. I was in the top four fastest times for both races, and then I came in eighth.
Oh, there's the trophy there. Nice. Oh,
the trophy outside there.
What a hell of a... It is a hell of a day out.
Yeah, but it ended up becoming... You know, there were people that subjected themselves to the fact that they weren't very good, and they were happy to just kind of cruise and be in the way of everybody.
Me.
And I'm like, move to the left, get out of my way. I'm trying to come through and be competitive here.
You're a bully.
And then there's...
And you're a bully in the workplace, and even when we go and Kingston Park Raceway for a social day, you're bullying people at the start. And so was our producer, Jack. He bullied people.
There was lots of resentment. There was lots of, you know, slinging of words and competitiveness and evil eyes being given. So I think the team bonding ended up dividing the group.
That's right.
If nothing
the
more.
Slow people and the people who don't care like me, who have got nothing to prove.
Cheating allegations is massive when it comes to go-karting for those who take their go-karting seriously.
Big breakfast. Let's get back to the music.
Mr. McGill!
Oh, sorry, wrong button.
Get out of it.
Wrong button.
Sorry. My apologies there, Marto.
I love the morning.
The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo. Triple M.
I was presented with an interesting theory around kids and swearing over the school holidays, Marto, mixing with lots of different families and lots of different kids.
Oh, different standards.
Yeah, there was probably a period of a week where River kept dobbing on...
Five-year-old,
youngest Cutie. Daughter, who's a stickler for the rules, and she continued to dob on this one poor child in particular over our stay at Moreton Island because the theory in their household is, because, you know, different rules for different places.
That's right.
The theory in their household is that the mother takes is that my kids are going to swear behind my back when I'm not listening. Yep. All kids do it, you know, whether it's the SH word or the F word or whatever it might be. At some stage, it's going to fall out of their mouth, right? So instead of adopting the principle of don't swear, you're not allowed to swear and you'll get in trouble, she adopts the principle of if you're going to swear, make sure it's not in front of girls, yeah. It's not in front of adults, and it's not in front of someone who's going to dob on you.
Oh, she picked the wrong target with your five-year-old.
He picked the wrong target with my five-year-old because not only is she a girl, she's also a dobber. She's the youngest of four, and it's her way of survival. She just dobs on everybody or whinges enough that they eventually give up or back out and she gets her way.
She's got a bit of NRL referee in her.
She does. Yeah. And so this poor little boy kept getting dobbed on for something that he thought was okay because his mum told him. Whereas in our house, it's, well... It's an adult thing. Swearing, I don't say you can't do it. I just say when you're an adult, you can do whatever you want. But now the kids are like, you swear. And I'm like, exactly. I'm an adult. Don't do as I say. Do as I do. I'm your parent. Don't do it.
Have you ever heard your kids swear yet?
Well, this is the thing I want to get to because I actually overheard River swear because she was in present company and she thought that it was okay because he's allowed to swear, I'm allowed to swear. And I had
When in Rome theory.
The when in Rome. And I had never personally heard her swear myself. The kids have told me, River said, you know, D-head. And I'm like, just ignore her. She's five. Don't bring attention to her because if we make it a thing, she'll think it's funny and she'll continue to do it.
Yes.
But I overheard her say the F word. And
Dave, can I just check with the beeping? She just said F. She didn't say.
Just in case.
Just in case Dave knows me, he can fall out. But it was funny. And I don't know of any other parent when they heard their child swear for the first time, how they reacted.
Proud.
What about tell us.
Like the goat? Remember the, see that thing on their Facebook?
It's an effing goat.
It's an effing goat.
There's this viral TikTok video.
It's a goat.
Marta, I'm proud of you. Social media reference. Look at you go. D from Yarrabilba, 133353. The first time you heard your kids swear, was it funny?
Well, it wasn't actually me that heard them. Unfortunately, my little preppy, who's five, got in trouble at school and called the principal or deputy principal some choice words.
Why?
I don't know. He felt like it. He was... he called the deputy principal a BS and a poo-poo head.
That's rugged.
Didn't quite get it quite right. Now we have some rules at home.
Sometimes principals can be poo-poo heads. Well deserved.
How much trouble did he get in, Dee?
He might have got suspended for a week.
That's a reward when you're five.
I know. And then the school holidays came, so he had like a five-week holiday. He was great.
We might have to bring this back, Marta. Jason from Crestmead, his grandson dropped his first F-bomb and he's not even four. What about this one? Son isn't even two yet and is dropping F-bombs. I know it's not funny, but it is just a word. Let's and when they're little, it's innocent.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30. Corey's going around the house, stuck is Margot's busy parking orders. Time for At Home with Parkers.
Because I missed yesterday, I haven't seen you for 4 days. What have I missed? Because I certainly haven't checked Instagram.
You've missed a lot, Marto. And you mentioned the rain. It's put a bit of a dampener on my day because I was going to hit the water. I fear...
Kayaking?
Well...
Swimming. It is that time of the year. A lot of people start swimming again.
Well, you suggested last weekend if you had a vessel to get it out on the water because there was going to be no wind, it was going to be the most perfect weekend.
What a weekend it was.
But last weekend, I didn't have a vessel to take out on the water. While he's got his little tinny, he managed to throw that in a couple of weekends ago. Broke down and got lost, etc. But as of this weekend, there will be a new vessel hitting the water, the straps of the Broadwater. I will be out there with all the other idiots and bogans, probably going way too fast on my new jet ski because Marto, on the weekend,
what
I finally
have you got.
Got myself a watercraft. PWC, look out, here I come. Margot Parker on a jet ski.
You had like negative amount of money in your account. You had a jet ski account. I've seen nothing happen there.
I talked about it. I was hoping that some sort of jet ski deal would come on board and say, Margot, it's all right, we'll give you a jet ski.
No, they don't do that.
They don't. I talked about it. I even put it in my article.
Hold on. So what happened?
I was in the Q weekend saying they said it was a fashion piece. And they said, what would you buy if you had endless amounts of money? I said, a jet ski.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. You desperately want one because you saw a lot of other bogans.
Or famine or hunger or COVID. I just want a jet ski.
We are now in late August. Mm. You've been banging on about a jet ski since you saw other bogans running around
at the
with
Caravan
it.
Park I want at one of those. Last year.
You finally got one.
Finally
you finally
got one.
Saved up
yeah,
and got one.
It was lovely. Corey, my beloved husband, just to shut me up, I reckon. Mm. Finally surprised me with a jet ski over the weekend, Marto, and then he buggered off to Rockhampton so I couldn't use it. So there I was, just sat at the top of the stairs
terrible.
Looking down at my new jet ski that I couldn't ride.
Hold on, you've had it since what, Friday? Yeah. And you haven't had it in the water yet?
And I was going to take it out today.
Oh, God.
I cleared my diary.
No, don't go today. There's a Westley coming
through. I know. I've heard. Apparently the weather's terrible. Not great for jet skiing.
Oh,
I was like, Corey's like, oh, we'll just put it in at the Logan River there down at Skinner's Park because that's just near where we are. I was like, no, it's muddy there. I don't want to get all mud.
Have you definitely got a
debris
license?
In my new jet ski?
I don't want to talk illegal stuff.
He's
on
like,
air.
Oh, you don't want to put it in dirty water. I'm like, no, it's just got to go in the nice, clean, beautiful water.
Where's the dirty water out here?
At Logan River. It's not going in the Brisbane River. I mean, look at how brown it is. And it's not going in Logan River because that's dirty and brown too.
So what do you want, Corey, to airlift it to Mauritius? Or something. What are we talking about?
I just want it in the beautiful, clean waters.
Have you got a license?
He's like, that's what you do. You wash it after you've finished. I'm like, I know, but still, I don't want to get things to stuck in it.
Will you be doing that? This is your jet ski. Because a lot of girls think they've got jet skis, but it's their husband's
it's purple,
jet ski.
Marto.
Is this your jet ski?
It's purple.
Oh my God, is that the photo of it?
Yeah.
Has it got speakers in it?
What's can you imagine all the music I'm going to be of course, ACDC
so are you worried,
and Cold Chisel.
Are you worried that jet skis don't make enough noise, are you? So you need to turn the music up really loud to annoy
it's
some more people.
Speak at either side. Jesus. It's incredible. I'm so excited. I cried. I literally cried. I was like, it was the most exciting thing. Can you imagine? All this time I've finally been, and it came, and it was delivered, and I want to obviously thank my husband. He's incredible, and I'm very appreciative and grateful. But now you'll be pleased to know that I'll shut up about the jet ski.
Yeah,
this
that's
is the
good.
First and last time I will speak about
there
it.
There was a worry there for a while that you weren't a bogan anymore, but you've really put that to bed.
Corey Stockers, Michael Bucking Honest, that was at home with the puckers. Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
I mean, how else would we celebrate our dog's International Dog Day yesterday? We could just say, oh, bring up and tell us about your dog. No one actually cares. But what they eat and the gross stuff that dogs get up to.
They'll eat anything. Dogs will eat anything.
Far more interesting. Mm. Steve from Ashgrove. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Tell us about your dog. What's its name? What is it?
His name was Timmy. He was a Dalmatian Doberman cross, so he was a massive unit.
Jesus,
massive unit.
Would have loved eating.
What did he get up to? What was he eating?
He loved eating. He would eat anything. He ate hamburger buns off a hot barbecue. But the highlight for me was he ate an entire bag of licorice all sorts.
Oh,
this is
dear.
Interesting. What happened then?
Did he get a tummy ache?
I reckon the tummy ache was probably... That's an understatement because he considered then he proceeded to spray paint anything in a 20-metre radius.
Now, I don't want to be crass, but you know, the green and the pinks in those licorice all sorts, did any of those colours come out?
Marta, as you know, all colours when brought together was brown,
Scott from the Grange, good morning.
G'day. This is a friend of mine's dog. His name's Eddie. He's some sort of groodle, big furry thing. She was working at home, typing away on the computer and heard a racket in the background and just yelled out, get out of it, and didn't go, look.
Get out of it. Get out of the house.
Later on discovered the dog fast asleep. It was hung over because it got into the bar, chewed the cork off the top of a bottle of Quantra and had half of it.
Incredible.
Pissed off. That's my kind of dog. How good's Quantra?
You have a look.
Stephen from Moggle.
Hey, what do you got, Steve? What's your dog? What sort of dog was it?
Yeah, his name's Arlo, and he's an 18-month-old coolie.
Yeah,
what's a coolie?
He's crossed with a Kelpie and a collie.
Okay, cool.
They're really good dogs.
What does Arlo get up to?
What he ate was a mystery, so we still don't know to this day. But
how do you know he ate it?
Well, his number twos were pink for a week and a half.
Wow.
So they looked pretty but smelt shitty.
Maybe he got into some of those licorice all sorts like the other fellow that rang through.
We'll never know, guys. But
never know.
It was pretty pink poo.
Sean from the Glasshouse. Oh, from the Glasshouse Mountains. Beautiful. Sunshine Coast, Inderland. Welcome to the Big Breakfast. Sean, what did your dog eat?
My brother-in-law and I, we used to have a dog. He used to travel with us in the ute every day to work. And Horse was his name. He was a brindle Staffy Cross.
Oh, yeah. Lovely looking dog. Yeah, like a tiger.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was a fantastic, fantastic dog. And but he was renowned for eating other tradies' lunches on site.
Yes. If they didn't secure their Eskies, was their trouble.
That's it. And, yeah, it cost us many a dollars over the years of replacing lunches. But the funniest day was when one of the guys yelled out, said, "Guys, there's something wrong with your dog. You better get down here." So we ran, got off the scaffold, ran around the corner, and there was a dog just dragging its backside along the ground, backwards and forwards, up and down.
What was in there? What was coming out?
Went down, grabbed him by the scruff of the neck, lifted it up, and there was about 8 inches of plastic hanging out the rear end.
He'd eaten a whole bag, hadn't he?
Yep, exactly. So we ended up grabbing a cement bag and grabbed hold of it and pulled it like a ripcord. The dog was off, ran about 3 or 4 laps around the job and jumped in the back of the ute, and that's where he stayed for the day.
What an extraordinary story. Sean, do you know our day started early this morning? We were talking about someone who super glued their penis.
Yeah.
And
now
we're talking about dogs doing our plastic.
What a show.
Incredible.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Margo, they're calling it Bush Week, the first weekend of the NRL semi-finals. Townsville, Rocky, Sunshine Coast, and I saw them. They did the captain's call yesterday over the 8 semi-final captains at Suncorp Stadium with smoke and fire behind them. And then I didn't realise I'd never heard Kevin Proctor from the Titans speak before. Dobbo just had him on the sports news then, and I was listening to him last night and said, "Oh, my God," and I checked it out about 3 years ago. He got a bad whack in his larynx. Yeah. Have a listen.
Well, what's it called? The smoky in the competition at the moment. We can score points from anywhere.
Wow. Yeah, they can. Mm. Here he goes again.
It's been like do or die for us in the last 6 weeks. So I think that'll take us into good stead in the finals because we've been playing for pretty much everything the whole season for the last 6 weeks.
I'm not the only one that took notice.
No, there are a few of them around, aren't there?
There is. And look, front page of the Courier Mail. This is your wake-up call. Of course, the KEX campaign to boost jab rates. We're trying to work out how do we get Queenslanders to get the vaccine in their arms. Everyone's trying. And they go, yeah, they have advertising agencies working on this stuff. And they go, listen, what we need is someone, people who are famous and they have a distinctive sound, that sort of thing. That's what cuts through in advertising.
Attention.
That's exactly right. So what they did, what they've done, the government, they've grabbed hold of Darren Lockyer and said, can you give us a hand, gather some of your mates, use your influence, and this is what we've come up with, and this will work in no time at all. We'll get to that 80% vaccination.
Yeah, give Lockyer here, mate. It's with great pleasure that I welcome you to the Crushed Larynx Society, and the government's approached us and said, we can help with the vaccine rollout by putting our recognisable voices to a very famous song. So, Kev, welcome to the Croaky Choir. Meet some of the other blokes in the Croaky Choir. Here's Thorny.
G'day, Kev.
Here's the spirit of Tommy Radonegus.
G'day, mate.
And here's the spirit of Brian from the Siggy Packet. Righto, Kev, you got the lyrics in front of you. Let's do it for the people. You're simply the best. Better than a positive test. Better to get the jab. Stick it into your lap.
Wow.
The Big Breakfast at Brisbane's Triple M.
The Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30 on Triple M.
Music has this amazing power where it can really bring out sentiment or emotion or bring back a moment or a memory in time that you just can recall like that. You know, sometimes as we get old, we forget things really easily, but it just takes a smell or a song.
Song attachment.
To provoke those memories and moments. And there's something really beautiful about it. And for me, it was a breakup song.
Let's not play it again.
Yesterday.
No, I've lost it.
21 years later.
Sorry.
I'm still in my car crying because I was really devastated. devastated. I was 15 years old. It was my first real serious relationship. Wow. He broke up with me and I played that song on repeat. I don't know why. It didn't make me feel better.
What was he? He was packing shells at Woolworths.
Oh, I don't know what he did.
And you cried about that.
Yeah, anyway. Wow. Bushy from Clayfield.
Really lost one there.
1-3-3-5. I think he's a police officer now, actually. That wouldn't be a good match for me. No. Bushy from Clayfield, 1-3-3-5-3. Songs that bring back memories or moments in time for you. What was it?
Oh, it was a number of years ago now, but I was at a mate's father's funeral and it was one of those funerals, you know, it was pretty sad and all that. And right in the middle of it, when everyone had given speeches, this ringtone went off on someone's phone. It was "Every Breath You Take." And
by the police.
And you got by the police.
Oh,
and,
no.
And the poor guy died of emphysema. So, yeah, it was
oh. The irony was not lost.
It was
lost.
One of those moments in time.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Glad we can all laugh about it now, Bushy. Hilarious.
Oh, that's too
that's
good.
That's incredible, Bushy. So every time you hear that song, you think of that phone
think
ringing.
About having a ciggy.
The Big Breakfast. Weekdays when you wake up on 104.5 Brisbane's Triple M. Not enough news for an hour-long bulletin.
Oh.
Here it is.
One of my favourite segments.
Not enough news for an hour-long bulletin. It only happened, what, 4 or 5 years
something.
Ago, where all the news services went, oh, you know what, half an hour's not enough time. We need to go to an hour. And then we've started showing, no, you don't. You should have just pulled it up at half an hour because that didn't need to be in the news and that didn't need to be in the news.
We like to call them filler pieces or fluff.
They're like the lettuce that goes into a taco just to fill the bloody thing out.
Hey, I love lettuce on my taco.
Yeah, well, but you know what it's for. It's just to make it look bigger
pat
than
it
a
water.
Pat it out. And I saw one last night and I went, excuse me, that doesn't need to be here in the news. And I'm a dinosaur. I love watching the news. But stop wasting my time with your stupid news. Listen to what was on Channel 7. This is at 6:39, okay?
Thank you. The ASX 200 has now delivered 3 positive sessions in a row. Oh. Today adding 29 points to close at 7,532. What? Wise tech shares soared 28%. That's after the software company's profit doubled.
I do not need to know. It's at 6:39, if I'm after the iron ore price or what? How's the yen going against the New Zealand dollar? I'm not watching Channel 7.
Marto, that might not be important to you or I who don't trade
who's
in shares.
Who's it important to? Nobody. Who's watching Channel 7 who's a billionaire chair trader?
Good point.
Get my message. Corey's going round the house. Stock is Margo's busy parking orders.
Time for At Home with Parkers. Marto, you mentioned the NRL trophy there, the Etta Toilette. I won't be winning any trophies, particularly for Mother of the Year at any time soon.
No,
love my children dearly. I told you last week. I missed book parade so that I could go jet skiing with some friends, and that we did.
Well, don't have book week parade on a Friday.
Exactly. But I would like to thank all of the mothers who did attend their children's book week parade and took videos and photos of my children for me and sent them through. So really, I felt a part of it. I didn't feel like I was missing out on anything much at all, but it was incredible. And I thought to myself, you know, not only am I going to stop there by being a terrible mother and having incredible mother guilt by not attending, I'm going to turn up to after school care at 5:58 to pick up my children.
What time does it finish? What time does it end?
6 o'clock.
You're there.
I thought as long as I get there by 6, I'll be right. Surely. I'm getting my money's worth, Mark. You know?
Did you take the jet ski home first and drop it off?
Well, this is the thing, Marto. I may or may not have had the jet ski on the back of the car when I pulled up into the school car park, and I may or may not have been wearing my swimmers. Because I literally raced. We had such a lovely afternoon. We pulled up at Manly Boathouse there, the restaurant, and we had a couple of cocktails and some food, and then made our way back to the Cleveland boat ramp and then went, oh, crap, it's 40 minutes from the boat ramp to school pickup.
Plus then
peak hour traffic. And so I rang ahead to let them know that I was running a little bit late. I may or may not have said that I'd been at a meeting in the city and that the traffic was terrible.
Well, you had been in a meeting in the city.
I had, a jet ski meeting.
None of their business while you were meeting about.
Little did I know, though, that when I pulled up in the car park, they were going to do me a great favour service by walking my children down the hill to meet me at the bottom of the car park.
Oh, so they got to see the jet ski and the swimming togs.
And the swimming togs. And here I was thinking I would have enough time to quickly jump out out, throw a dress on, run up the hill and grab them and say, I'm here, I'm the saviour. But the young gentleman who walked the kids down went, oh, important meeting, was it?
Can I ask, what did the kids say?
They said, did you go jet skiing without us? I said, yes, I did.
Corey going stalkers, Marco parking on his buzz at home with the puppies.
Oh, what a joy. One of Australia's funniest men, and also what an honour. We are with the Ambassador Victoria Bitters Men's Cologne. And what what a man you
must
be.
What is it called, Marto?
What is it? Burst. I've got a bit on right now.
You just sprayed it in here. Harley Breen, we received these very beautiful green boxes on our desk.
You're welcome.
Normally, VB, we would throw in the bin.
It's a stubby of perfume. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's an actual stubby of perfume. And you are the name, the face, the promoter of this thirst.
How does that happen?
They gave me a call and they said, do you want to be the face of VB Thirst? And I went, yeah, absolutely. We filmed a little ad, which is a fun watch. It's a bit of a parody of the Johnny Depp Sauvage ad.
Do you drink VB?
Mate, yeah, of course.
It actually smells quite nice.
Hold on. Is this come out
Father's
for Father's
Day? Father's
Day
is coming around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it's a perfect in because I'm stuck down here in Victoria. I would love to be up there at the mother country of Queensland, but I'm stuck down here. You know, they've closed the playgrounds here, guys.
Oh, geez.
You know, it's quite controversial.
Well, how do you close a playground?
Let's exercise for children.
Well, look, I am happy that they've closed it because it takes the choice away because children are absolutely filthy creatures. They will lick a turd off a shoe unless you tell them to and then they won't do it. But they've closed it. And my kids have been really cool about it, which is great. I've got 3,000 children. And the
are your children, Harley?
1, 4, and 11.
Oh, yeah, that's busy.
And the four-year-old, you know, he's at peak playground age. And so I told him the other day, mate, they've shut the playground because of the virus. And he was really cool about it. He said, you're a yuckhead and I hate you. So it's been a real good time. But we did go to the park. We went to the park where the playground is. Right. And I chose a spot just actually right near the playground to sit with my children because I like a challenge. And we sat, there's like a little creek area where a storm water drain comes. It's a drain.
It's a drain.
And my kids were playing in the filthy bin water, probably inventing another strain of COVID. And then I looked over at the playground and it's been all, it's been taped off.
That's what I was going to ask. It was a security guard, but they've taped it.
They've taped it off like a murder scene.
Oh, Jesus. Right?
It's very comforting for the children walking past when they go in there. Well, while I was there, I look over at the playground as two people arrive at the playground, two adult people they were, and a man and a woman. The man was in a wheelchair, which is neither here nor there, but he was in a wheelchair, and they proceeded to take down the caution tape that was all around the playground. Now, I just want, they didn't look official. They didn't look like they'd completed any kind of education at all.
They weren't wearing council high vis.
No, they didn't look like they had a diploma or even a Cert 3. Oh, you know, they look stupid, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and, gotcha. I know them.
They're taking this, all the tape down, and then the sign that was there, they put their own sign up over it. And I was too far away to see it. this is the truth. And then the guy in the wheelchair, as he left, looked over at me and he said, they can go and play now. I'm like, oh, did you guys cure it?
That's magic.
That's amazing, kids. These two geniuses over here, they've fixed it. And I think it's an important reminder that just because someone's in a wheelchair doesn't mean they're a good person. You know what? They're not necessarily inspirational.
It's great.
But anyway, I should tell you what the sign said that these couple of geniuses put up.
Oh, you went and had a look at it?
I went and had a look at it, and it said, this playground is open 24/7 for kids to play. We say no to closing playgrounds, 24/7.
Handwritten, or had they done a printed style one?
No, they printed it out. It had it was laminated, 5 different coloured handprints the size of a kid's hand. And so last night at 1 o'clock in the morning when my four-year-old woke up with a night terror, I went, go on, mate, go down to the playground. It's open 24/7.
The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo, waking you up weekdays on Triple M.
Big weekend, Marto. It took me back to being young again. Yeah. Went out Friday night, took my daughter Memphis to the Tivoli. And we went and saw Shepherd in concert. It was a fabulous night. Even if you don't know their music or you don't like it, it just was really fun. Everyone was dancing and singing and having a great time. live music.
I love
was
their
back.
Music.
The Tivoli, an incredible venue.
Great place.
It was a great night. We started that off. Then Saturday morning we had soccer, so I was yelling and cheering, go team, go. And then Saturday I stepped foot across the floating vessel of the Brisbane River, the Yacht Club, which is that big trimaran.
That's extraordinary. I saw it on the river the other day. That's the
it's
biggest.
It's like a floating pontoon, isn't it?
It's the biggest thing on the river. It's incredible. It's just a party boat.
It's a party boat, right? And it was my girlfriend's birthday. Happy birthday, Cass. We were celebrating.
Happy birthday, Cass.
On there with a small group of friends. And from there, we then stopped off into Mr. Percival's at Howard Smith Wharves for a few drinks.
Tell everyone, underneath the Story Bridge
underneath
on the northern end.
Underneath the Story Bridge at the Howard Smith Wharves there, just looking out on the Brisbane River. It's incredible.
Good arvo.
Bit of dinner. Then we went back to Mr. Percival's for some more drinks.
Well, how long have you been going by this stage?
Well,
we started
at midday.
Right.
And it's about 8 o'clock at night. We left Howard Smith Wharves and we headed for Fridays, Marto, because where do you go on a Saturday night? You go to Fridays.
Can I tell you, that's been going since 1986, Fridays.
Well, yeah. I mean, I spent an entire 10 years of my youth there.
I spent my youth going there. That's extraordinary.
It was incredible.
Was it still all right?
But the tides have turned, Marto, because influx of 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
And they're still
there,
going there?
Stamping their ground, making their mark.
The youngsters are still there.
The youngsters are still there.
That's
I felt
great.
So old, Marto, because
nice.
First thing I did was, it was almost like habit. It was deja vu. I walked up those stairs straight out to the back bar to surpass the lineup of the main bar.
Yeah.
There's another bar area out the back. So I thought, haha, I've got you all covered. I'll go out the back because I know that that's where no one really goes.
Still there.
So I get out there and there's a group of people. And you know, as one leave set of people leave the bar, you kind of slide on in and then everyone goes, how did she get there?
Yeah.
So I did that, Marto, old trick, slid on in and this bloke next to me goes, oi, 40, move out the way.
40 what? Is he calling you 40 years old?
I was like, are you age shaming me? I'm 36, thank you very much. And he goes, oh, righto, mum. And I was like, oh,
no.
And then I got served before him and I'm like, see, ha, experience comes in handy when you need it, you little shit.
No, four kids later and you got him covered. Well done.
I know, and I walked away with my four Red Bulls in my hand and off I went trying to retain the youth.
Wish you bought a cup of tea.
I wish I'd
be scones. Triple M's Big Breakfast.